This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Thank you guys for being out here hanging out with us. We got to give a big shout out to Liz Turner. She came up here, Mike. She listens to us every day. She's a sweetheart. Big Falcons fan. And we just had that whole Falcons conversation.
Long-suffering Falcons fan.
No doubt about it. But Liz, thank you for coming out. We appreciate you. She lives up this way, and she was like, I listen every day. And she is from the, you know, Atlanta. She's a Georgian and certainly has experienced the ups and downs of all of our sports teams. So we were just talking about that.
And she said it, and we talked about it. That's why it's funny because, you know, maybe, I don't know, Carl, maybe the younger generation just doesn't take these losses as hard as a salty Falcon veterans. But, yeah, it just kind of jams me up on a Monday. You leave the stadium, and as I said, especially where I sit, you know, you either take the escalator or you're walking down the stairs on the visitor side, and everybody's just, you know, grumbling and some things, words you can't say on the radio. And it just takes the wind out of your sails. We weren't expecting perfection week one, but just the manner in which they lost is just bust your butt. Now, come back and win, we'll be on top of the world, and now we're 1-1 in the conference, and we'll talk about, you know, hopefully Michael Penix Jr. getting a big road win on national TV Sunday night. But one of the things that you and I talked about real quick before we get to the injuries, I mentioned this to you yesterday, and Brian McFadden brought it up. If the Bears see that game through, McCarthy's got more questions than answers. Now he's buoyed by that way he handled his business. So all of a sudden he's feeling like, hey, Carl, I'm ready to go. My first game, I got to win in my hometown.
Well, the bigger thing that he was able to overcome was the pick six.
Right.
Most
rookies,
they fall apart. I mean, like in a game that way. And remember, he was back home. He's from Chicago. So he had all his people in the stands, and he throws that pick six, and most people deflate. He found a way to lift his team up. So I just feel like the part of this discussion on Sunday night is going to be obviously our offense and the injury stuff that we'll talk about. But it's also going to be defensively. Forget pressure rate. Let's get hits and sacks. And try to really affect J.J. McCarthy the way we need to. You want to make him uncomfortable, Mike? You want to get a pick six, Jesse Bates, Xavier Watts? That is how we need to do it. And while we're speaking about our safeties, by the way, our buddy Rodney Harrison, what's up, Rodney? He lives in the A, for those who don't know, listens all the time. He was talking about this, and I'm going to let you hear what he said about the safeties. If anybody knows about playing safety, it's Rodney.
He's the main.
Super Bowl champion. But he had some interesting things to say about our starting safeties. We'll let you hear that in just a second. Mike, I don't start rumors. You know my saying. I talk about them once they're out.
Right.
I do not know if Parker Romo will be our kicker Sunday night, but I have a feeling. Now, he's competing, all right, as we speak. Literally, we said, Raw yesterday, we talked to Raheem Morris. He said this could go to the end of the week. But I feel like, Mike, again, I am in a position, just me. I don't know how you fans feel. I don't trust the guy right now.
I don't trust Koo as far as I can throw him.
I don't trust him.
No, I don't.
And if you don't trust him, you don't take him to Minnesota. You're not cutting him. You're not releasing him. You're just simply saying, this is the guy this week, okay?
And but can you do that? Don't you just, like what do the 49ers do? Say, well, adios, amigo?
You could, but I don't know if we're at that point where you feel like you need to do that. This is still a test run. if Parker Romo is the kicker on Sunday night, let's say he goes 3 for 3, and God, I hope he does, if he's the kicker or if it's Koo. But if you don't trust somebody, you just don't put him on the plane and go. So Romo, I think, is more than a 50% chance. We will see how this shakes out. Again, I told you guys yesterday up at the branch, if it is Koo, don't be surprised. But that's where I'm leaning. I want you to hear what Parker Romo said today, because he spoke to the guys up there at Flowery Branch. And a couple of things that he was talking about, one of them has to do with competing for the job with his teammate. And, you know, look, when you're a kicker, this is just part of it. You show up in these situations, it's whoever kicks best, whoever puts the ball through the uprights. Here's Parker Romo talking about competing for the job. We'll let him let you hear that in just a second. It's Parker, Stoops and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Because he talked a lot today, right, talking about it's a dream to kick for any NFL team, but he gets a chance to do it in his hometown. And also, he was talking about being comfortable in this situation, which I think is a big help for him.
He bounced around a couple of colleges, did play at, Central Arkansas, Tulsa, Virginia Tech, kind of a free agent in college, too. But we talked about in the XFL, played for San Antonio. He made their version of like an all-pro team. Did kick for Minnesota, guys, last winter. He got in the game against Jacksonville, was 4 for 4, and then their old kicker came back. He was released. So he's been around. He's bounced around the league. Don't know. I don't know John Parker, other than his cool name, John Parker Romo. Don't know Jack. We did have Eddie, the 49ers, Eddie Pinheiro. We had contacted him. He wound up going to San Fran. Said it was a better option because they obviously don't have a kicker because they cut Moody because he was so bad against Seattle. It's just a tough place to be in. You, in a perfect world, Koo regains his form. But who trusts you? Just said, who trusts him? Hand it real quick. Unscientific poll here at the bar. Who trusts Young Wei Koo right now? Hands up. Who trusts Tinker? That's giving me the finger. That's not giving me a side on Young Wei Koo. So basically, confidence is down. And this goes back to the organization. I said it all week, Carl. I'll say it one last time. Shouldn't have let it come to this. Should have had a better option for Falcon fans before we got into week one.
Tuesday, as I tweeted today, I put him up, see Dukes, follow Mike at Mike Bell ETL. Tuesday, they brought in, or there were six guys up there. And that's a lot. But that's part of this, right, is figuring out.
We got names on these other dudes?
Absolutely. Police watch is on.
Michael Bagley, Zane Gonzalez, Matthew Trudeau. These are all guys that were vying to be on the practice squad. Okay. Parker Romo was another guy.
So it's like
guy.
Hunger Games? Everybody just jumps in.
Well, look, I said this early in the week. That's what I wanted. Right. Hunger Games style competition. Let's figure this out and move forward. But it gave the Falcons plenty of options. And so these six kickers came in. Parker Romo was the guy they ended up signing on the practice squad. Big O, I was talking about Romo, talking to the media today, and I want to get back to this because he said a couple of interesting things. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, as we talk about Falcons and Vikings on Sunday. And we'll dive into the injury stuff, but I want you guys to hear this because he could be our guy Sunday. And if he is, we're rooting for him to be the best Parker Romo, sounding like coach now, that he can possibly be. Here he is talking about competing for the job. He was talking about competing for the job, Big O.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important when you're just around the facility just to be friends with each other. And then when we go out on the field, like, we got to do our job. So kind of work hard, play hard mentality.
Yeah, I mean, like... It's not like Parker Romo pulled up in the parking lot and was like, it's my house.
Maybe you're not familiar with me. I'm John Parker Romo, yeah. McIntosh High School, from the mean streets of PTC.
Where's Koo? Park my car.
That's Petrie City.
He didn't do that.
You don't know what it's like on a golf cart with only three wheels, Joe.
Parker Romo was talking about how comfortable being uncomfortable. This is interesting because we hear kickers talk about this stuff. Being on his sixth team in 4 years. Mike, you just pointed this out.
He's a journeyman.
Here's Parker Romo talking about the comfortability.
This is year four for me, team number six, and so I've just kind of gotten used to be comfortable being uncomfortable. So that kind of thing kind of helps me, and yeah.
I mean, no disrespect to the Romo family. This is not optimal. You know, you said it. Every game in the NFL, certainly almost every game the Falcons play in one way or the other, is a one-possession game.
Yeah, it is.
We got to monkey around with this again. This goes back. I can't wait to talk to Terry Fontenot. Don't know when that's going to happen. But the general manager did not provide his coaching staff with a viable option other than Young Wei Koo this preseason. That's my beef. You know, I know I'm going to belabor it, but Lenny Krieg was just a German kicker. It's a PR stunt. That's not a real option.
Well, what it did...
He's not even included in this competition.
Yes, but what it did, and I'd ask you every day, not every day.
Right.
Once we got to the end, and you kept saying to me, like, don't you feel like...
Kuz healthier?
Kuz won the job. It was an illusion.
Right.
It provided the illusion of there's competition, but it's really not, which made us feel comfortable in watching it. And every day I'm going, 4 for 5, 3 for 5. I'm watching him kick the ball up there, and then I kept telling you guys, cool, I got my eye on you. Do not screw these kicks up. And in preseason, it was almost as if,
but then
I'll go out, I'll kick, I'll miss one, no big deal, it's preseason. And everybody was like, it's preseason, Dukes don't care about that. Then we get into the first game.
Cool, I'm watching you.
And it plays out the way it did. So the illusion was we have competition. The reality was
there was no competition. And that's on Terry Fontenot. That's on the organization. So when you get into like Falcon fans that go same old Falcons, well, that would fall into the category of same old Falcons. Because that's people not doing your freaking job. Here's a guy that cost us the Saints game, the Chargers game. Oh, yeah, granted, Kirk Cousins has something to say about those games.
Interceptions.
Yeah. But you need that to be a constant. The kicker should not. Look at John Lynch and Shanahan out in San Francisco. Moody, you're done. We saw this last year happen again. Start the season in Seattle, gone. I said this the other day. And we asked Coach. He said he was disappointed. But I would have fired him when he didn't talk to the media. You shirk your responsibility to – you got to speak to the media.
Yeah.
When you're making game-winning kicks and when you're blowing kicks, either way, that's got to improve. As does our pass rush. The edge rush finish rate, Carl, you and I spent a lot of time on this today.
Pressure rate.
Do you feel that we are going to get home against J.J. McCarthy? Because I don't want to hear about finish rate, pass rush, win rate. I want to hear about sacks. I want to hear about us getting J.J. McCarthy on the ground three. I need three sacks.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
And I need if the rookies, it's too much for these guys to work on their technique, then you drafted the wrong guys. Leonard Floyd, get home. Somebody get home.
Somebody's got to get home. Look, I will tell you we'll get pressure. I cannot tell you we're going to get sacks. We got pressure on Baker. Mike, hell, we had Baker in our arms.
That's on Caden Ellis. That's a veteran. Let him wriggle out of the sack.
And we didn't get him to the ground. So, yeah, we'll get pressure. I don't know about sacks. Boy, I hope we do. 404-726-0929. Wanted to start there, guys, because this is the first time we'd heard from Parker Romo. They made him available today. I think it's more than a 50% chance he might be the guy that's on the plane come Saturday.
Like
I just
Watergate,
feel that
is
way.
Is Deep Falcon giving you some insight
not
on this?
Not at all. Not at all. Look, I could be wrong on this. And, again, if it's cool, fine. But God forbid if he blows a kick. I'm telling you this city's going to explode because we're already on edge saying, dude, we're in these games. Our quarterback's playing his butt off. We're in these games. I just need you to do your job.
Well, I mean, as we said, you heard the audio. Koo doesn't talk to the media. Then when he does talk to the media, well, on that turf, that still irks me. What do you mean that turf? The turf that made you a Pro Bowler a couple years? Now it's a mystery for you to figure out? I mean, I didn't realize Koo's out there kicking through fescue at Eastlake. Okay? I mean,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cut.
Yeah, it's field turf, man. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, there's your doormat at home. Kick off of that. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, man, coming up, Mike Griffin's going to join us. Dogs got a big one Saturday against the Vols. We had some questions. Can they overcome these slow starts they've had? Last week, that was a debacle. Austin Peay should have been a blowout, and it felt like it was a game that what is going on? It cannot be that way in Knoxville on Saturday. We're going to talk to Mike Griffin from Dog Nation next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.